You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So, John, did your dad actually say witty things, funny things?
Not so much. He still comes out with some stuff, but I wouldn't exactly call it witty.
When many people think about inheritance, they probably think about getting money from their parents, or maybe they inherit a house. Probably when they're thinking about assets that can be passed down from the parents to the kids, they don't think about jokes, wisecracks.
Well, I'm not holding my breath for any inheritance from my dad, but wisecracks also would not be one of the things I'm waiting for.
Well, that's different from our next guest, because he was amused by the sarcastic, profanity-laden comments of his dad on a daily basis. So he turned them into a Twitter feed, and then he turned that Twitter feed into a New York Times best-selling book. And the FCC is not actually going to let us give you the real title of that book, but Justin Halpern's Twitter feed and his book about his relationship with his dad has now been turned into a CBS sitcom. William Shatner stars as the 74-year-old medical doctor, Sam Halpern.
You told me that my one and only Father's Day poem to you was an affront to the English language.
It was!
I was eight!
Even an eight-year-old knows you don't rhyme dad with bat!
The show airs tonight on CBS. Now, Justin Halpern, co-creator, co-writer of this new show. This is radio. We can't actually give the name of your Twitter feed or the show. I'm just going to call it Stuff My Dad Says. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so I got to wonder, when you very first started writing this Twitter feed of things that your dad said to you, first of all, they're all true, right? He really does say all these things?
He does, yes. He really does say all these things.
So did you tell him when you very first started?
You know what? I didn't, because I wasn't really writing them down for any other reason than just to keep a record of them. And it wasn't until the site kind of started to go viral that I had to tell him.
Because you're afraid somebody else was going to tell him first.
Yeah.
Well, what was his reaction? What did he say?
You know, I thought he was going to be really upset, but instead he just was like, yeah, whatever. And then he moved on to wanting me to help him find his cell phone that he had lost. And so I don't know if he fully got the scope of it at first, but he seemed to be okay with it even when I explained it further.
But he's got to kind of grasp it now that William Shatner will be playing him on a CBS sitcom, right?
Definitely. I mean, he doesn't have the internet at his house on his computer. I don't think he's as aware of it as everyone else is. I mean, he's very much aware of what's going on, but he just, it's not in front of his face as much as it probably could be.
You've said that he kind of scared you when you were younger. I mean, here's a few things out of your book. You talked about Christmas morning when he said, okay, smile when you open your present. No, smile and look at the camera, dum-dum. And then when you got straight A's on your report card, he said, hot damn, you're a smart kid. I don't care what people say about you. I'm kidding. Nobody says you're not smart. They say other stuff, but not that. When did the sort of fear of your dad, or I guess incredulous attitude toward your dad, become amusement?
Probably a couple years ago.
Wow, it took you that long.
I would say it did, yeah. I mean, I think it wasn't until I had the feelings of security in my own life that I could fully enjoy what he was saying.
It doesn't seem like the Twitter feed and then the book and then the sitcom has slowed down your dad in terms of his making off-color, very often profane, generally politically incorrect comments. But I was kind of surprised to see that at one point he said to you, look, if you want to use that thing, use it for good. Tell people to donate to Haiti.
Yeah, that was just funny. He never really ever mentions it. You know, like, we'll talk about it every once in a while, but he's not, like, super aware. And then I think, you know, he practiced medicine his whole life. And when the disaster in Haiti happened, the earthquake, that was the first time he ever came to me. And he was like, I've never asked you to do anything. I just want you to do this.
And did you get responses?
I did. People seemed to be overwhelmed. I got some people who were like, sell out. I'm like, sell out? I'm asking you to donate to Haiti.
Well, you know, I actually, at one point, I actually put one of your Twitter feeds on my Facebook page as my status update. And it was, don't focus on the one guy who hates you. You don't go to the park and set your picnic down next to the only pile of dog stuff. Very often the things your dad says come off as these kind of Buddha-like, very simple, and yet there's this wisdom underneath them. And I wonder if he sees them that way.
You know what? He does in a sense, but not really. I mean, he's from the South, and it's funny because I get a lot of emails from people from the South who have parents who use a lot of these same types of phrases. And to him, it's just kind of like how a parent talks to their kid. It was how his dad talked to him. And so I just think he thinks, well, I'm parenting.
You know, you've been an aspiring white writer for how long?
I moved to L.A. in 2003 out of college.
And did you think that you were going to get your big break from writing Twitter feeds, repeating what your dad told you?
No, absolutely not. I didn't even know what a Twitter feed was until probably, you know, a few months before I actually started using it.
So that's kind of a surprise to everybody. And I got to ask you, you've seen episodes of the sitcom with William Shatner, right?
Yeah, we reshot the pilot and we shot the second episode now.
Is it as funny when they remove all the swear words?
You know what? I think it's sort of different. I think what William Shatner brings to it brings it back up to that level that I think it gets in the book and on the Twitter page. I mean, you definitely lose something in the translation because my father kind of uses swear words like a...
Yeah, he has a potty mouth.
Yeah, he does. And he has an interesting way of using them. So you do miss that a little bit. But I honestly think sort of the grumpy, gravitas that Shatner brings really kind of helps you feel that aggressive bluntness of the character.
How much like a Sartre character do you feel, Justin? I mean, seriously, do you just sit down sometimes and say, my life is totally weird now? Like, I had this incredibly popular Twitter feed, it became a best-selling book, and now William Shatner, Captain Kirk, is playing my dad on a sitcom?
I probably have that moment like at least once a day. I'm waiting for when I'll stop having that, but I haven't yet. I mean, it's crazy what's happened to me in this last year, and I'm unbelievably fortunate, and there's just no other way of looking at it.
Is there any end to the wealth of material coming from your dad?
It hasn't seemed to. I mean, I talk to him much less now because I'm working up in L.A., but still, he's got opinions. He's got things he wants to say.
Thank you so much. Justin Halpern is the author of the book and the Twitter feed, both called, for our purposes at least, Stuff, My Dad Says. The sitcom debuts tonight on CBS and stars William Shatner.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.